He never says no to you. But I asked him for a soup. He said no.
You asked him already?
Yeah.
You should ask Mama. You know she don't like us looking raggedy.
That was the moment Drew discovered the oldest parent trick in the book. When one parent says no, just ask the other one.
You know what? I got an idea.
The next day, my socks were still holding up, and so was my luck.
Look, there's no such thing as lucky socks. That's like believing in four-leaf clovers, shooting stars, or Michael Landon.
Well, how do you explain all this lucky stuff that's been happening to me?
It's probability. It's just the number of times an event can happen divided by the total number of possible outcomes.
Hi, Chris.
If they were miracle socks, I would have had a shot, but they were only lucky socks, so I just got a smile.
I don't care what you say. The socks work.
If O.J. Simpson had been wearing these socks, he'd be covering football games now.
Okay, don't forget to study for your history test on Monday. It'll be on people in history who have achieved their goals against all odds.
So you want to study after school?
I don't need to study. I got my lucky socks.
Drew's plan was simple. Act like this was the first time they'd asked for what they wanted. Like the nose never happened.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey.
Can I get pink carpet for my room?
What do you need carpet for?
Because Billy Ocean has pink carpet, and you know how much I love Billy Ocean.
I'll tell you what. We'll go look for some pink carpet tomorrow.
Thank you, Daddy.
One down, one to go.
Hey, Mom, can I get a new suit for the school talent show?
Not unless your talent is wearing a suit.
But I'm performing Candy Girl by New Edition, and the whole school's gonna be there.
Drew could do a lot of things, but my mother knew singing wasn't one of them.
Oh, well, that's nice, baby.
So, can I get a new suit? I don't want to look raggedy.
Raggedy? Oh, my baby is not going to look raggedy. When I finish this, we'll go shopping.
Thanks, honey.
You're welcome, baby.
That night, even my dreams were lucky.
Get the heck out of me!
Listen, I'm just looking for the woods.
Wait, you're not gonna kill me?
Why would I do that?
Okay, you go downstairs, make a left, go down the corner, make another left, and there should be a park about a mile away.
Thanks. Hey, by the way, you know the date?
Thursday the 12th.
Thanks.
Later, I had one of those dreams where I was falling and Jennifer Beals caught me.
Where are my lucky socks? Who took my lucky socks?
Wasn't me.
Those socks were stinking up this whole room. I got them things out of here. And you lucky you didn't die from the smell. Ugh.
Hey, that was lucky folk. After my mother got rid of my socks, I imagine whoever was wearing them was having a lot better luck than me.
We are all out of soup.
Oh, it's kind of whiskey.
This is your lucky day.
So glad y'all ran out of food.
My husband just died of a heart attack.
Stretch! Well, since he's dead, you want to go out to dinner?
I could eat.
Without my lucky socks, I probably should have studied for that test. But that seemed a lot harder than finding more luck.
Now, how much for just a foot?
What the hell makes you think I'm a leprechaun? Let me go. No!
Oh, Louise. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, man. Can I have one of these horseshoes?
Oh. Tanya and Drew thought they had pulled it off. Then the it hit the fan.
Tanya! Why are you moving furniture?
Because Daddy's giving me pink carpet.